G'day everyone,
it's Ian here. It's been a long time since I've been on Audioboo, but thought I'd drop in. Feeling rather chilled tonight, had a couple of good weeks. I might do another Audioboo about what's been happening recently. I should get back into it. Part of me really wants to do more Audioboos, but you know, since it all changed a while back, you know, the commercialisation of it, the breakdown of the community, I've lost a bit of interest, but I thought, anyway, I might give it a bit of a shot tonight. I'm feeling really relaxed, really chilled. It's, what are we into? About 10th of May. And it's starting to cool down here in Brisbane. It's a lovely night tonight. Even wore a long sleeve t-shirt when I went out. It was that cool, 18 degrees. Yeah, a little bit of a chill in the air. Rode the bike to work this morning and came home this afternoon. A little bit of light rain on me as I was riding. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for it, just wearing shorts and a cycling shorts and a t-shirt, so I got a little bit damp. Yeah, it was pretty cold, but yeah, that's cold by our standards. You know, it was, yeah, I still got to work just fine, didn't get chilled down or anything. And tonight's been a really lovely night by myself. Caroline's out doing a few things, and I thought I'd make myself a luxa. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I made some luxa paste. It was a recipe I dug up last year, actually. Yeah, since Caroline swung into my life, she's got some fairly serious food restrictions, so I respect that, and I'm not buying any curry pastes I have to make from base ingredients. So I discovered a curry paste, a luxa paste recipe from Sarawak, yeah, which is where nutmeg originally came from in the Spice Islands, now Indonesia. Yeah, a Sarawak recipe for laksa. So I made it up last year and it was pretty damn wonderful. So I thought I'd make it again this year. The reason I refer to this year is you really don't want to have laksas in the middle of summer here. So have them in winter. And I made up another recipe. And it was partway through the six-hour process of making the paste up, I realised the quantity was a little bit more than I remembered from last year. I must have been making a double recipe. And then as I completed the recipe, I realised, no, I made a quarter recipe last year. You know, I've got a huge mammoth mound of laksa paste, which most of which I've frozen. But it's just wonderful to be able to just drag a couple of tablespoons of this out and make up a quick and easy, absolutely divinely yummy meal, which is what I did tonight. So tonight's meal, which I also chopped up all the vegetables and the bits and pieces that went with it, noodles and chicken and the like, will be my lunch for work tomorrow. That was dinner tonight. But I also thought I'd make up a nice lamb shank, also a buka style slow cook. So my mum, we went up there and visited her about a month ago. She gave me a slow cooker, and for some reason she wanted to get a different style of slow cooker. This is the crazy part of my mother. You know, she gets these inspirations. Oh, I'm going to buy this. This is a really good idea, and she justifies it in all sorts of ways. And then she, a moment later, realises, no, that's not exactly what she wants. She wants version two. So she races out and buys version two, and version one is now obsolete, and she palms that off to somebody. So I got version one. Anyway, it's this amazing slow cooker. So I'm using that to make up this Usobuko lamb shank, lamb magnificent casserole meal for dinner tomorrow night. So I made that up, and yeah, that required a bit of wine, didn't it? So I've had a little bit of wine and a little bit of stout left over from last year's winter brew of Irish-style stout. And I'm feeling rather chilled, and I'm just settling into reading my book while I drink my herbal tea as we come up to nine bells in the evening, and it's time for me to settle in towards bed, really. For a lot of people, 9 o'clock's pretty early, but for me it's necessary. I get up at 4:30, so 8:30, 9 o'clock's bedtime for me. And I'm drinking my herbal tea and reading my current read, which is a very long article, It's actually a blog post which I've transferred to a PDF so I can put it on my Kindle. It's called Neuralink and the Brain's Magical Future. Search those words if you're interested. It's about Elon Musk's inspiration and drive and his business model for creating the neural net. It is blowing me away. It is a huge, huge post. You know, like it's a blog post, but it would have to be 20,000 words. It's an essay. It's massive, but it is really quite wonderful. So I'm reading that at the moment. A good few hours read. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm feeling rather chilled, and it's lovely to be here with you, and it's been a long time. Maybe I'll do some more of these. Let's see what happens. Life's good in the Great Southland. I hope it is wherever you are. Bye for now.